the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEN. But I'm Ian Stevens, joined by Dawson Peril, and our two special guests for our opening round. It's going to be Jalen Covington and Jackson Todd. But guys, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So right now, Arabian Wrestling in full swing. Had a couple Super Sixes under your belt, as well as a couple duels and other tournaments throughout the season, but getting prepared to help here for the Madison County Tournament. But this past weekend, you guys won the Super Six here at Pendleton Heights. What was that like?
You know, that's awesome. You know, two Super Six titles in a row, you know, weekend before at Newcastle. You know, it's nice to see hard work pay off.
Yeah, I'd say it's been a while since we've won back-to-back Super Sixes. And we had a lot of people win the home one. We had seven undefeated champs.
And, of course, this week you guys are preparing for that Madison County champion or tournament this weekend. So what is the main focus of practice this week so far?
You know, Coach Cloud said today our record is 10 people in the finals, and this feels like a good team to break that record. So, you know, we're ready to go in there, win a lot of individual titles, but also that team championship.
I'd say working hard and pushing the pace a little bit in the matches, too.
Yeah, but Jackson, you are favored this Saturday for your weight class for the Madison County Tournament. So how do you stay locked in when the pressure is on?
You know, you just got to do what you got to do. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the first seed or you're the last seed or you're not seeded. You know what I mean? Job's the same. Everyone's coming to win. You know, I can almost guarantee there's not a single kid coming in there who's thinking, you know, oh, I hope I place. I want to get third. Everyone's coming to win, I can promise you that.
Yeah, but 2 weeks ago you were at the Newcastle Super Six. You defeated one of your top targets of the season, Brevin Thrine. So what was that match like?
Man, it was intense, right? Number 8 in the state, number 1 in our semi-state. It's a big match. You know, I had to squeak it out 7-6 there. Felt good about my defense. Gave up my only 2 offensive points of the season against him. 1 takedown, so feeling good. You know, it was a tough match, but felt good.
And then, Jalen, for you on the season, you're 15-2 throughout the season so far. One of your matches being, of course, that conference loss against Greenfield Central puts you behind in terms of standings later in the season for the conference tournament. But how do you fight that adversity and battle back?
Yeah, I say only way I lost, it was the first couple of meets of the season, so I was still getting the jitterbugs out and getting ready to prepare myself. But as I've gone along, I've gotten more confident and gotten ready to wrestle and gotten my endurance up, so I think that's helped me a lot. I think if I were to wrestle again, I'd bet on myself I'd win that match.
And then this past weekend, as we mentioned, you guys won the Super Six at home, but you guys were without quite a few wrestlers who made a trip out to play some rugby. So what was it like being in a limited squad but still pulling off the win?
You know, we had a lot of falls, you know what I mean? We knew what we had to do to win, you know, some of those team matches, team duels. If you know, you're wrestling with 11 kids, you can't go out there and just win by a couple points or so. You know, you got to go out there, get falls, get bonus points, and not give up falls and bonus points. So I think as a team, we did absolutely amazing, you know, doing what we had to do.
I think our best thing was having wrestlers who hadn't really been on the mat a lot, like Jacob. I'd say go out there and wrestle their match and have fun and do what they've been doing in practice and working hard, and it paid off in Super Six this weekend.
And then this county match, of course, this weekend. But just in terms of that, you're getting closer to Christmas. You'll have only a couple matches or two left before Christmas break. And then following Christmas, you guys will take on that North Montgomery invite. So what's that tournament like?
You know, I'm going to let Jalen take this one. I've actually never been. So
last year it was quite fun, I'd say. I mean, the first day, real hard, you know, feeling everybody out. And the second day, I'd say it's tougher. You're real sore after a long day of wrestling, and then you gotta wrestle a tournament and do the best you can to win. But I mean, the best part was making memories with friends and hanging out and having a good time, I'd say.
And just overall throughout wrestling, definitely a very physical sport, mentally as well as physically. But how do you keep your guys' bodies intact to compete day after day in practice and then go on the weekends and wrestle anywhere from 5+ matches?
You know, it all starts with recovery and recuperation, you know, refueling after weigh-ins and stuff. You know, like you said, wrestling's a physical sport. You know, if a football game or basketball game gets heated, you know, they start pushing each other or something, you know, that's where we start, right? You know what I mean? So it's definitely physical. It's definitely tough. But after weigh-ins, you got to refuel right, you know, go home, go to sleep, you know, not stay up all hours of the night. Every little thing can play a factor. So
I'd say not even just weekends, it's eating right throughout the week, making sure you're going to bed on time, not going to that Friday night game that everyone's going to, is going to bed early, putting your stuff up, and making sure you're refueled all week so you're ready for that big tournament on the weekend.
And you were speaking briefly there on just eating throughout the week. A lot of these wrestlers, they have a certain weight class they must fall into to meet the tournament requirements on the weekend. So how discipline does that take to just be able to focus on can only eat this much and just trying to maintain that weight?
Man, me personally, you know, I've been doing this my whole life, so it's kind of instilled in me, you know. So it's a lot of discipline, you know. It's one of the toughest parts about wrestling, you know, I'd say, you know. You know what you got to do. You got to get down, you know. You can do it the right way or the wrong way, and you do it the wrong way, it'll definitely, you know, blow up on you. So I'd say personally that's one of the hardest things about wrestling.
I haven't been wrestling as long as Jack, but I'd say at first it gets really hard, but then once you get used to it and you really know how your body works with practice and how hard you push yourself, I'd say it gets easier and easier as you go. And as long as you know how to refuel yourself and eat right and do what you do, it becomes pretty easy, but it is pretty hard mentally on some people, and that's why a lot of people don't do it.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. Pleasure having you on the show, and good luck throughout the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
But when we come back, Coach Rogers will be sitting down with us to talk a recap of last week here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizen State Bank. Citizen State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizen State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Are you ready?
Let's go. Turn it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
Investing in education-based athletics builds strong communities and a strong, successful Indiana.
That's because when we support education-based athletics, we're not only supporting Hoosier student-athletes, we're championing the next generation of doctors, CEOs, and engineers, not to mention future teachers, first responders, and civil servants. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
High school sports are the training ground for our future community leaders, impact makers, and world changers.
When we invest in student athletes, we're teaching them the importance of serving others selflessly,
leading them to become engaged, compassionate citizens who pay it forward and continue building a positive future for Indiana and beyond.
Support the next generation of Hoosier difference makers by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is serving our community. This is strengthening our future. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. But now joining us is girls varsity basketball coach Nick Rogers. But Coach Rogers, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
So last week you took a tough loss against Hamilton Southeastern. But what was the offensive production like for your team?
You know, Hamilton Southeastern is a really tough matchup for us. Lots of length, lots of athleticism. So for us to have stretches where, you know, we were able to put, you know, the points on the board that we did, like I was surprised and happy and pleased with what we were able to do. You know, just – unfortunately not able to get the stops that we needed to down the stretch to kind of keep it a tad bit closer, but you know, pleased with the effort and the ways that we scored. You know, Witt played extremely well against Link down in the paint. Casey, same thing. And we were even able to turn them over a little bit too, so you know, that's good. And you know, that's what we were looking for. We just wanted to compete.
And you spoke on mental focus for a full 32 minutes of basketball. So how do you feel like your team handled that last week?
You know, it was better against Delta. You know, I would say we were probably, 27, 28 minutes. So we're closer. Once again, that game's kind of tough. You know, we weren't trying to run it up or anything like that. We were just trying to stay disciplined and do the things that we know we can do. I think we're one step closer to attaining that 32-minute goal. But like I said, the season's still kind of young. We got time, and all of our goals are still in play.
Yeah, and HSC has some similarities to Fisher. So how can that game prepare you for tonight, especially mentally?
Absolutely. I think for us to be in that one at certain points at Southeastern, I think that gives them the belief here to be able to come out and do some good things. So, Fishers may not have the length that HSC does, but they definitely have the toughness and the athleticism. So, they're going to guard us full court, pressure us, pretty much the whole game. So we got to be prepared and have our heads on straight, ready to handle it and not turn it over.
Yeah, and a solid team win Thursday against Delta, as you were mentioning earlier. So after two tough losses, what does that win really do to turn around your team?
I think it's good. I mean, it's a Hoosier Heritage Conference win. It's at home, kind of gets you back on the rails and get you refocused a little bit. See some shots go down. We had some girls that made some shots that have been struggling a little bit. So it's one of those to, kind of get us recentered and, see what we have here for this next stretch with Fishers and Lawrence Central.
And then senior Berkeley Shelton, that game on Thursday, was scoring and rebounding very well. So what did you see from her performance?
She's just falling into her role extremely well. Leadership wise, she just does a fantastic job. She lifts everybody up. She's our vocal leader on the court, kind of yelling out things defensively and offensively for everybody. And like I said, she's getting comfortable with the things that we need to do to be successful. So I think that game at Delta just kind of further signified that solidified that. And, I think she's capable of a double-double a night. We just got to keep her out of foul trouble and stay locked in on the defensive end and get some of those rebounds and keep putting her in spots to score. So I'm super proud of her.
And then some of the younger players even saw the floor there Thursday night. So what was it like being able to watch some of those younger girls that don't get as many minutes on the
right.
floor?
It's really good. I want to be able to get those girls, more minutes. But it's also kind of a good, measuring stick, because some of them haven't played since, maybe that Newcastle game. So it's always good to kind of see where they're at, see how they handle the, intensity of a varsity game, and just continue to grow. I think the future is bright. And we've got a lot of girls excited to, keep working hard and put on that varsity uniform someday.
Yeah, on Thursday you were reunited as the head coach with this team. So how does it feel to be back?
It was when I say that was extremely tough. It was extremely tough. Especially having to sit out that Mount Vernon one. It's unfortunate, and I'll kind of leave it at that. It's one of those things where whether you feel like it was warranted or not, it happened, and that's kind of the final say. So I think it's a lesson learned for all of us to kind of keep our emotions in check and keep moving forward. But I'm always going to fight for these girls, and I think they know that, our coaching staff knows that. But, just blessed to be able to be back for sure.
And that's going to do it for this segment. But when we come back, we'll look ahead to this week for girls basketball here at Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, skincare, and spa services on Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Hey, Dr. Elsperman, I believe one of the best ways to invest in a community is to encourage participation in high school sports.
I agree, Paul. High school sports can play a tremendous role in student athletes obtaining their first degree in life, a high school diploma. Ivy Tech Community College also plays a role by serving more than 70,000 Indiana high school students who are earning college credit while finishing high school.
High school athletics are all about setting students up for success in the classroom and in life, and that's especially important. Considering less than 7% of student athletes play sports in college, and even fewer receive scholarships.
At Ivy Tech, thousands of high school students complete their freshman year of college or first industry credential, giving them a head start on college and careers.
We appreciate the support of partners like Ivy Tech who invest in our student athletes, their education, and our communities.
This is championing education. This is investing in your community. This is your IHSAA.
To the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. A couple games lies ahead for your team this week, kicking off tonight at home against Fishers. But a couple practices since your victory last Thursday against Delta. But what has practice been like building up for this game?
You know, it's been really good. I think leading up to that Delta game, the girls were excited that I was going to be back out there on the sideline, and you know, you just kind of you feel the energy in the room. You know, was there. So we had a good day Friday and Saturday, and you know, that was really the last look. We had a small walk around here before this one, just because it's a Monday night, which is kind of an outlier. I think it's the only Monday night game we have. But yeah, it's been good to be back out there, and you know, we're prepared and ready to see what we got tonight.
And then this was the game last year that you were able to coach an upset of Fishers on the road. So what excites you about a game like this tonight?
You know, they're a lot better matchup for us than Southeastern. So you know, I definitely think it's one where we got to come out and do what our is expected of us, and you know, if we do those things and we do them at a high level, you know, I think we'll be okay. I think our girls believe, and I think we're starting to shed kind of that mentality of, you know, respect all but fear none. So we just, you know, we're excited to get out there and compete and see what we got.
Yeah, and what will it take tonight to piece together that 32 minutes you talk about so often?
I mean, you know, one, it's first and foremost, it's got to be some mental toughness. You know, that when you're playing a team this good, you're going to have to – I equate a lot of things to boxing. You're going to have to take some shots. You know, you're going to have to take some punches from a team like this. So for us, we got to be able to weather that storm, not let it spiral, value the ball, not turn it over. And when a shot goes up, we have got – to limit them to one chance, one opportunity. Scrimmage, and even last year in that game that we won, you know, we just gave them so many looks with offensive rebounds and whatnot. So that's been big for us. That's been one of the big points of emphasis. And, you know, once we get a stop, we got to be able to finish on the offensive end. So we're excited. We're ready and ready to see what we got.
Yeah, and this Saturday afternoon, you're going to be right here back at home versus Lawrence Central, very physical Indianapolis team. So how do these tough matchups really help develop your team?
You know, it's a tough stretch for us to play, you know, three of the last four against probably the best sister tandems in the state. So for Lawrence Central to come in here on Saturday, you know, that's another one where we're going to have to make sure our heads are turned on, and you know, brains are working well, and we're executing what we're trying to do. Because when the Lampley sisters come in here, you know, they're extremely athletic. They're 6'4", 6'5", can handle it, can shoot it, can score in the block. So we're definitely going to have to be on point. But, you know, those are the types of games that get you prepared to win a sectional. So we love the ability to come out and compete with these teams and see what we got. And hopefully in early February it helps us out.
Then in a game like this, of course, Fishers, the team you're playing tonight, how does your team dial it in and work together when reading that jersey across the street? I know you've talked about just looking at that jersey.
Yeah, you know, I think for us, you know, a lot of our girls play AAU and different things with a lot of these girls from Fishers. So I think it helps, you know, being able to sneak out of there with a win last year. It kind of gives these girls kind of to start out with. They know that it's possible. So just, you know, getting further down the road, we just gotta keep continuing to build that belief in ourselves that Lady Arabians basketball can compete with anybody any given night. And the way we do that is by executing defensively and being patient on offense. So, you know, I think we're ready for that. And just excited to see him compete.
And then as you're now closing on a couple more games before Christmas, how do you feel your team sitting as you close on the mid-year point of that season?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a couple I'd like to have back. You know, Westfield comes to mind. You know, that one early in the season. Heritage Christian I'd like to have back, too. That was kind of right there after my father-in-law passed away, so it was kind of an odd time, too. And then definitely wish we could redo that Mount Vernon one, but once again you can't look back. I take all of those. You know, Coach Cloud makes a good comment that you're either winning or you're learning, and you know, I definitely think that we've learned some tough lessons already this year, and you know, we're going to use those as we get closer to county and, you know, the conference wrapping up and sectional. And hopefully, you know, from the lessons we've learned, that by the time the sectional rolls around in February, we'll be ready to compete and see what happens.
Yeah, and what are you looking to build on your team this week?
You know, I think just some confidence. You know, we've talked about respect all, fear none. I want the girls to continue to do that and just come out and compete, be excited, and you know, not worry so much what the jersey across from them says, and just believe in the abilities that they have. And I would also couple that with being able to handle adversity. Like, we've had stretches where we've handled it great, but then we've also had stretches where we've just kind of imploded. So we just got to continue to keep building on that, and you know, keeping our head on straight, and even when things don't go our way, we got to have the belief that we can pull out of it and keep competing. So those are probably the two biggest ones.
Well, Coach, as always, thanks for joining us, and good luck this evening.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
But when we come back, Coach Ballard will be joining us to talk about Pinellas boys basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
The WEEM Morning Show is on 91.7 WEEM every Tuesday through Friday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. Make sure you tune in to listen to Bella Myers
and Kennedy Quinn talk about everything that has to do with the first half of the day. 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. Joining us now is Coach Ballard. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys having me.
So you opened your weekend with a road game this past weekend at Mount Vernon, where you guys took a tough loss. But what do you see from your Arabians in that tight matchup?
You know, we're fighting. We're at the point now that we're competing to win games. And We just got to figure out a way to get over that hump. You know, we had an opportunity down one. We get them to miss the front end of a 1-1, and we don't get that first rebound. They get it. We had a foul again. Now we're down three. Kind of changes how the end of the game plays out there. So we've just got to figure out a way to get over that hump, man. I love how hard our kids are playing and they're competing, and we just got to figure out a way to win.
But in that game against Mount Vernon, you put up an impressive fourth quarter, putting up 21 points while holding Mount Vernon to just 13. So what does that say about the team and just their focus throughout the late stages?
Well, they never quit. You know, they're going to continue to fight, going to continue to play as long as there's time on the clock. And, you know, I'd like to see us not have the you know, the third quarter that we had, and, you know, if we play that third quarter even and then finish the fourth quarter that way, we win that game by 8 or 9 points. So we just got to figure out a way to – we're playing great in spurts, and then we've got you know, times that we're not playing very well, and so we got to figure out a way to put that four-quarter game together.
Yeah, and you mentioned there in that Mount Vernon game, you struggled there in that third quarter, especially those bad passes and just miscommunication. So how important is it for these players to be on the same page?
Oh, it's extremely important. Something we spoke a lot about today is, you know, throwing passes on time, on target. A lot of times we're making the right pass, we're getting the shot that we want, but when I gotta reach for that ball, it kind of takes me off balance. It takes me longer to get reset to make that shot. It gives the defense more time to recover. Same thing in transition. If I have to reach, you know, if I have to reach for a pass, then that, whether it's behind me or too far in front of me, that makes it harder to finish. And we've just got to really shore up those little details.
Yeah, and Evan Mazingo hit that three to get the game into 1 point there late in that fourth. So what have you seen from Evan this year on and off the court?
You know, Evan, first and foremost, is just an awesome kid. Very high character kid, comes from a great family, very faith-based, and he's fit in like he's been here forever. The kids on our team really welcomed him. They love him. I think he's really enjoying being a part of what we're doing. And you know, I look for Evan to be a very, very good player the next, you know, three quarters of this season and into the next 2 years. I'm really excited about him.
And then on Saturday night, you guys traveled over to Connersville and a very tough loss right there. But what did you see in that game?
You know, just a team that played really hard and fought and had a lot of adversity that we had to battle, and just came up short. And sometimes, you know, sometimes life isn't always fair. And I felt like there were some things about that game that really didn't go our way. And but I can't fault their effort. We've got to be smarter in game situations, recognizing mismatches. And again, a big free throw blockout in that game that took us from 2 to 9 points after a couple other things transpired. And we've just got to find out a way to, again, put those four quarters together and finish games, because we're right there, man. We're knocking on the door.
And that was one of those games, a lot of physicality on the floor from both sides of the ball. But how does your team try to take that physicality and move it into next week?
You know, it's just part of our journey of growing up. You know, we've got we've still got a relatively young team. We got a lot of juniors and sophomores that first time, you know, playing extended varsity minutes, and it's a different kind of game. It's like you said, it's very physical. It requires a lot of toughness, both physically and mentally. I feel like we've made strides in that area. We're getting stronger. We're getting tougher. We're getting more physical, and we got to stay on the journey.
Yeah, and going back to Evan Mazingo, he had another great game at Connersville, putting up 20 points along with 8 rebounds. So, what did you see from him in that one?
Well, I mean, we talked to Evan about needing to really look for his shot more. I thought I had him for 16, but if he had 20, then that's even better. But I had him for 16. But, you know, Evan kind of rose to the challenge of looking for his shot a little bit more, being willing to to take shots that aren't just absolutely wide open, because that's what our team needs him to do to be successful. We need him to be more assertive off the bounce. We need him to be catching and shooting, coming off screens a little bit more. And I thought he really took what we asked him to do to heart and tried to do those things, and he had a good night.
Yeah, and you guys had back-to-back away games this past weekend. Did that come with a challenge? If so, how did your team really deal with that?
You know, it's definitely a challenge. When you got to play on the road, especially, you know, back-to-back nights, and when that second one's a, you know, hour and 20 minutes or whatever that bus ride is, that's definitely a tough thing to do, but it's just part of it. That we've got a road trip like that built into our schedule every single year, just the way that it works, you know, with Mount Vernon and Connersville. This year they're both on the road. Next year they'll be home. New Pal and Shelbyville are both at home this year. Next year they're both on the road. And so those are long road trips, but, you know, we've got kind of a spread out sectional too. Sometimes it's going to be hosted at Muncie. Sometimes it's going to be hosted at Richmond. Sometimes it might be hosted at Greenfield. So, those are just opportunities for us to experience kind of what that's like during the season and not have it be the first time we do it when we get into tournament play.
But when we come back, we'll look ahead. What lies ahead this week for Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Hey, Dr. Elsperman, I believe one of the best ways to invest in a community is to encourage participation in high school sports.
I agree, Paul. High school sports can play a tremendous role in student athletes obtaining their first degree in life, a high school diploma. Ivy Tech Community College also plays a role by serving more than 70,000 Indiana high school students who are earning college credit while finishing high school.
High school athletics are all about setting students up for success in the classroom and in life, and that's especially important considering less than 7% of student athletes play sports in college and even fewer receive scholarships.
At Ivy Tech, thousands of high school students complete their freshman year of college or first industry credential, giving them a head start on college and careers.
We appreciate the support of partners like Ivy Tech who invest in our student athletes, their education, and our communities.
This is championing education. This is investing in your community. This is your IHSAA.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Coach Ballard once again with us, and this week, or this time, looking ahead of what lies ahead this week. So tomorrow you travel on the road to face off against Garen Catholic Eagles. But what have you been working on in preparation for the Eagles tomorrow?
You know, it's a quick turnaround. Only having one day, you know, it's three games in 4 days is always tough. We spent some time today looking at kind of their personnel and some of the things they like to do offensively and defensively. They're a little bit more zone-oriented than some of the teams that we've played. They're very guard-heavy in terms of what they're doing offensively, a lot of drive and kick, a lot of penetration. Not that dissimilar from Mount Vernon in that respect. They've got shooters, they've got some size, so it's going to be a tough game.
And then last year you guys went into overtime against the Eagles and took a very close loss. So what are you hoping to correct and try to get back to a winning way right now?
You know, just playing with confidence and excuse me. And, you know, some of those things that we talked about earlier, you know, with details and with passing. And another big one is when we shoot, you know, holding follow-throughs and shooting through the ball, not fading, not going to the side. Continuing to build our intensity and our identity through our defense, and just trying to build on that. And, you know, ultimately, obviously, we want to try to get a win and play well and have our kids play together. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, and is there anything or anyone that stands out on the Garen Catholic that you've really been preparing for,
Yeah, they're guards. Chandler, and I think it's Sorensen is how you say the other, 10-3. I'm more of a numbers than a name guy, but they're very fast with the ball, really good at drawing help and finding that open shooter. They do a good job on the boards. And then defensively, they really like to fly around in that zone, and so we've got to make sure that we're aggressive and we attack gaps and don't just settle for throwing the ball around outside and shooting threes. We've got to get the ball in the paint.
Yeah, and as we reach the end of the first quarter of the season, how have you really seen your team progress from that first game against Anderson to now?
Oh, it's night and day. I mean, from where we started to where we are now, we're not just defending anymore. We're disrupting. Offensively, we're moving the ball. We're getting great shots. We're getting out in transition. We're getting the looks that we want. We've got to convert on those things. You know, right now we're at 53% in the paint. We need to be more in the 60s from that standpoint. We're 32% from three, and we need to be more, 36-37% from three. And if we can, if we can get there, we're going to be in great shape. You know, if you just look at numbers. Our average margin, I think we're minus like 4.7 on the season, right? So, that's a good pass into a 3-point shot and a conversion and transition away from having a lot more wins. And so it really is, we really are that close. And so we've just got to keep plugging away and try to get better at those things each day and each game.
And then Saturday, you'll be home against Liberty Christian at home for your first game home after a 3-game road stand. But what do you look forward the most about the home game coming up on Saturday?
Well, it'll be nice to be home. It'll be nice to, I think, first time in 4 games to, we've had awesome crowds here this year when we've been home. We've only had 2 home games, if I remember correctly, just Anderson and Westfield. And our crowd's come out and been great. Our student section has been awesome. I thought our student section at Mount Vernon was the best student section we've had since I've been here, and I'm hoping that it's even better on Saturday. I'm hoping it's great tomorrow night, but I'm hoping it's the best it's been on Saturday and going into Christmas break. And when they bring that kind of energy, it's a lot of fun, and our kids really feed off of that.
And then Liberty Christian, they're a team that you could potentially see again here in a couple weeks in that Madison County tournament. So how do you really get a good look and be able to analyze this team heading into the weekend?
You know, it's hard to say because you never want to overlook the next one, right? So we've got Garen tomorrow. I've got a coach on Liberty right now, but my focus is totally on trying to win tomorrow night. But, to try and answer your question as best I can, whatever happens Saturday, whether we win, lose, whatever it is, we'll take the things from that game and try to take the things that were good and do more of them and maybe even a little bit differently. And we'll try to take the things that we didn't do well or that were bad and try to improve upon those or do less or not at all.
Yeah, and I mean, just taking a look at one of the players, we haven't really mentioned much, Josiah Gustin, obviously one of those big enforcers down in the paint. So what are you expecting from him in this upcoming week?
You know, I'm expecting Josiah to keep becoming more aggressive and more assertive. Joe has got to understand that he is the guy and he has to act like the guy every time he's out there. When he decides to really go athletically, there are very few people that can stay with him. But he's got kind of a mental block that shows its face from time to time, sometimes for a play, sometimes for a half. And he's got to break through that and become the basketball player and the leader that I know that is inside of him, that our kids know that is inside of him, that sometimes I think he struggles to see and realize. And so we've got to continue to push him to be that guy.
Yeah, and as you mentioned it earlier, one thing that you've struggled a bit on is getting those defensive rebounds and boxing out. So how are you hoping to improve on that heading down the road?
You know, it's attention to detail. It's a focus. It's a choice. I mentioned earlier about the two free throw blockouts, and those are things that we practice all the time. And in those moments when pressure is most intense, that's when it's the most important to do those things right. And in both times this weekend, we failed and we didn't do those things right when we needed to. Otherwise, we might be sitting here having a little bit different conversation. And so we've, you know, in times of most intense pressure, you revert back to your most deeply held habits. And so we've got to continue to build great habits. We've got to continue to be disciplined, doing, you know, knowing what to do, when to do it, and doing it to the best of our ability every time.
And then after these back-to-back games this past weekend, how did your team answer the call coming into practice today?
Today's such a mental day because you're preparing for the next game. I felt like mentally we were right where we needed to be. From a physical standpoint, it's not a big up-and-down kind of day. It's more of a day making sure that we know what we're supposed to be doing and when we're supposed to do it. So from that standpoint, I thought it was a pretty good day. If you would have walked in our gym, you wouldn't have said, oh, man, this is really intense. It wasn't that kind of day. But I'm confident that our kids are that they're focused and that they're studying and they're watching film and studying their scouting reports on their own outside of what we're doing. And if they're willing to prepare, then we're willing to win.
Well, Coach, as always, thanks for joining us and good luck this week.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for all you're doing.
But when we come back, me and Dawson will break down the upcoming schedule for this week and ahead on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love that high school sports are about so much more than winning.
I couldn't agree more. While the immediate goal might be to win a game or championship, the real purpose of high school sports is to develop good people, not just good athletes. I'm Robert Falcons, a proud South Bend LaSalle Lion.
And I'm Carrie Rosati, a proud Roncalli Royal. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
In education-based athletics, we care just as much about how student-athletes are performing in the classroom as we do about how they're performing on the playing field.
That's because high school sports are a tool to build the character of student-athletes, not just their athletic skills.
Developing the whole person rather than just the athlete. That's what high school sports in Indiana are all about.
Support the real purpose of education-based athletics by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is training good athletes. This is developing better people. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASA Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Dawson now breaking down just the upcoming schedule. Of course, as we mentioned with Coach Rogers, the girls, two games this week. They'll have this game later this evening against Fishers, and then they will be back home against Lawrence Central here on Saturday. And that Lawrence Central team, that's a team that they fell to on the road last year in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence Central, always a very physical matchup, a great matchup on top of that. And I think the girls, obviously very strong team. They're getting so much better each and every week. I think a lot of those eyes go to Casey Warfel, of course, that sophomore guard that really is just so great on those fast break points. She just does a great job of intercepting passes, using her great speed to really just outrun everyone on the court, and then use that to get easy layups and a lot of the time a foul on top of that. And then other eyes go to Berkeley Shawn. I mean, Berkeley Shawn has really never been the player to get too many points and not look crazy good on the stat line, but her presence is always there, and I mean, she's definitely more of getting that stat player. Obviously, that last game, Delta had a double-double, handful of double-doubles she's had in her career. And again, she's a great player, as Coach Rogers was mentioning there. She's really a team a vocal leader on this team, is the first one to really shout phrases on offense and defense to get really the team involved. I think a third player to mention there, Whitney Warfel, another senior, and I think she's obviously a great player. She led scoring at Delta, and Casey's sister, obviously, both of them have a great connection. But all three of those players, some of the best players, not only on this team but in the conference.
And then for the boys' side, as we mentioned, they'll be at Garen Catholic tomorrow and then back at home on Saturday against Liberty Christian. And both of those definitely going to be good games, a very tight game against Garen Catholic last year. And Liberty Christian, they haven't had a very many looks against this team throughout the course of the years, but they did face off a couple years ago there in that Madison County Championship game where Pendleton Heights won the county.
Yeah, and I mean, for Garen Catholic, we were talking about it earlier, you got Robert Sorsen and Jemiah Chandler. And I mean, both those guys being guards, very, very strong players, as Coach Ballard was mentioning there, very quick with the ball, very fast. And I was watching some of the film earlier today, and he was not joking. I mean, both of those just have a connection. They're able to just make passes. They're able to – they have great court vision. I was looking at a couple of clips where they made this pass where I was almost astonished, because I was like, how did he see that? But that's just the type of players they are. And I mean, it gets a lot of pressure on that front court for the Arabians, or excuse me, the back court, because obviously you got to lock them down. I think a lot of eyes go Aaron Cookson, one of the strongest defenders on this team. Looking back to that Anderson game, he really got this crowd going, not only his team, the coach, everyone going when he was really locking down Amir Carson. And I think he needs another one of those games where he's just a lockdown defender, not letting those two guards do anything.
And then just kind of speaking overall on those games for the boys team, it's not going to get any easier. Yes, next week on Tuesday, they're going to take off against Miles Colvin and the Heritage Christian.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they're Miles Colvin. I mean, I'm a huge Purdue fan. Obviously, Miles Colvin committed to Purdue, so I'm very excited to see him play. I'll be at that game for sure. And obviously, he's a great player, candidate for Mr. Basketball in Indiana. And I think, again, a lot of eyes go to Aaron Cookson, because I'm pretty sure that Aaron Cookson will be guarding him. At least that's my prediction as of now, if not maybe Josiah Gustin, just because of that height. But I think it's going to take a lot to beat him. But as Coach Bowers mentioned, this team is close. They only have a 6-point differential average for their games. And this team is almost to that where they're going to get in the winning majority. And heading into the season, I think there was a lot of people were like, we're not going to be even as good as we were last year. And I mean, last year obviously finished way below under 500, or excuse me, 500. So I think Coach Ballard and the team changed a lot of people's opinions. I think this team really proved that they're similar, if not even better, of a team. I think they proved that they can play head-to-head with some of the bigger schools around. I think, obviously, Evan Mazinga, we were talking a lot there in those talks with Coach Ballard. I mean, he's a great player, only a sophomore, very disciplined, and he can nail those shots. He hasn't been in too many of these situations. Obviously, this is his first year of varsity basketball, but he's very calm and collected. I mean, that Mount Vernon, look back at that. He put him into 1 point. It was a tough shot, fade away on the back foot, but he nailed it. And then, of course, he obviously had a great game against Connersville. As we mentioned there, couldn't get away with the win in either of those. But again, a great player. So I think this is a very Arabian squad that has a chance at any team they face off against.
And then for the girls team, we'll be on the road next Wednesday to take on the Yorktown Tigers in their second-to-last conference game of the season. But for both teams, you kind of look at it. For the boys team, how the schedule lies, they're about a quarter of the way through their season. And for this girls team, as they come into Christmas with a couple games left prior to Christmas, they're sitting at the midway point of the season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously girls are starting early, which as you mentioned earlier, I should say. But as you with that, obviously they're going to be reaching that midway point sooner. And I think looking at now, you're at the midway point. I think you're at where you want to be at. I think looking back at the beginning of the year, obviously they start off a bit slow. They got the win opening night. They destroyed Marion, but then they struggled against a couple of teams. But looking at that and comparing that to now, I think they changed so much. They became so much better of a team. I think a lot of eyes go to Ava Phillips. I mean, Olivia Jones. I mean, only a freshman, but she has proved that she can nail a lot of threes. She's a great three-point shooter, very dangerous. But I think as a team, you got to look at the three-point shooting. It's really been on a downhill slope just in the past couple games. They've really struggled shooting it from deep. So although they have improved, I would say, from the beginning of the season, I think there's still a lot of improvement to happen.
And then, of course, after Christmas, the girls' team going to be facing off with Jay County, a new team and their schedule for the season. The boys' team, they'll have a holiday shootout there on the road. That'll be up north, and that's a tournament that they went to last season. But when you come back from Christmas break, it's that county tournament right upon you. You play a handful of games throughout the week, of course, trying to win the Madison County title. But for the boys basketball team in particular, Coach Ballard's talked about how they held a double-digit lead there against Anderson throughout some of that game. And the opening or season opener, they get a chance at Anderson in that opening round of the county tournament.
Oh, yeah, and I think the end result would be totally different. I think not only was I talking about the girls getting better, I think the boys have been getting so much better. Maybe they even on a more of an uphill slope than the girls. I think that season opener, they proved that they're a solid team. But I think Mount Vernon, as Coach Bowers mentioning, they were just a rebound away from possibly winning those games. So although their record and the stats might look the best, if you're going to the games, you know for sure that this team is good and they will have eventually a couple wins fall their way. Obviously, it's not all luck, but obviously you got a couple. But that Anderson game is still going to be a challenge. I think it's still going to be tough. And as you mentioned there, after Christmas, not only that, you got to stay focused in. It's going to be hard to get off that track, but I think that's another thing to mention. You just got to stay on track.
Speaking of that game, as you mentioned, Amir Carson was held to very limited scoring throughout much of that first half, but Zero. Really capitalized during that second half of the game. And for Amir Carson, I've seen some development throughout him throughout much of the season already. A big rivalry game on the road against Arsenal Tech last week. So he's definitely building up, and it's going to be a whole new ball game when both of these teams meet.
Yeah, I mean, Amir Carson, solid player, obviously one of the best in the not only their conference, but one of the best in the state, at least in my opinion. I think he's a very calm and collected player, as you mentioned there. He struggled there in the first quarter of that Pendleton game. He got shut out. Chance were starting for Pendleton students, actually, they were chanting overrated, but he didn't listen to him. In fact, he did listen to him and took it the other direction. He proceeded to drop 34 points in the rest of those three quarters. So I think he proved that I could be shut out, but that doesn't mean I'm done for the game. Yeah, I think he's obviously a great player from deep. Sometimes he'll just walk up there and pull it, and then at first you'll be like, what is he doing? But then he nails it, and you're like, oh, that's what he's doing. So I think he's going to be a tough player to stop. But as you mentioned there, they stop him in the first quarter. They could do it for all four the next time they see him.
And with that being said, that's all we have for the show today. Hope you guys all enjoyed the coach's show, but don't go anywhere here in Nate. About an hour and a half times, we'll be back for the girls' varsity basketball game as they're preparing to tip off against the Fishers Tigers. Pre-game show starting roughly around 7:15. But a thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors and our board op Michael Hooker back in the station. But we'll be back for Dawson Peril. I'm Ian Stevens, signing off.